This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Hitting the news you might have missed. It's Denton's Daily News.
All right, what did we miss?
All right, let's talk a little bit of USA Hoops. How about that? Unfortunately for you, they did not cover the 30.
Not even close. I didn't bet it.
Thank God.
I just kind of forgot about it. But yeah, they were not close. They were 31-point favorites.
They still beat South Sudan in a much more convincing manner, 103-86. Your boy Jason Tatum played 17 minutes in the starting lineup. Only 4 points, but still in the starting lineup. Bam Adebayo, the leading scorer for the team. He had 18 in 21 minutes. He was 8 of 10 from the field, 2 of 3 from three-point range. Kevin Durant had 14 off the bench, and then LeBron had 12. So it was a pretty good performance. It looks like their chemistry is much better. And worth mentioning, Joel Embiid did not play, so they won pretty handily.
I don't think he's anywhere near 100%. But beyond that, who's next? Puerto Rico? Is that who they have in there?
Yeah, Puerto Rico. I believe it's at 11:15 on Saturday morning.
11:15 Saturday morning. All right. This is one of the 352 events. This is one that I'm going to be following very closely. Really love to see a Canada-U.S. matchup in the medal round. Is that could potentially be the gold medal game.
I hope it's the gold medal game. In a perfect scenario for USA basketball, you have France and Canada square off to get to the gold medal game to play us.
Right. All right. Well, we had the Jason Tatum playing a lot or starting, correct. We're not even close. Sorry about that on them covering. They won by, what was the final score? 112-96.
103-86. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What else?
Katie Ledecky swam in the 1,500 meter. Not really a question of whether or not she was going to win. We talked about it yesterday. She was minus 6,000 to win the gold, and she did so by 10 seconds. She swam a 15:30.02, which is an Olympic record. It's the seventh fastest time in the event's history. In case you were wondering, she has the previous six better times as well.
I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday, and I'm curious as to whether or not she's been a flag bearer at previous Olympics. Do you know or not?
I don't think that she has been.
Well,
I
then mean, she should have been this time. And I'm a Coco Gauff fan. I'm fine with LeBron, but Coco Gauff is not the accomplished athlete, you know, that Katie Ledecky is. Why didn't Katie Ledecky carry the flag in for the women's U.S. Olympic team?
That's a great question. She was a better option. She is an Olympic athlete. Like Coco Gauff, as you mentioned, we like Coco Gauff, the tennis player, but I don't think of tennis as an Olympic sport.
And she's out swimming too. I mean, she's already lost. Not that was, you know, predicted. But I just think, like, I was talking, I don't know why we haven't brought it up before, but if she were a flag bearer in Tokyo or previous games, Rio or London, was her first Olympic Games London? She probably wasn't a flag bearer there. But then fine. But yeah, she should have certainly been one of the two. She should have represented the U.S. women's team.
She was not there.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, she was not there. You know, one of the things that might have been the reason is
availability.
Because swimming starts basically the day after.
Mm-hmm.
So the availability might have come into question. Because she's definitely a better option than Coco Gauff. And if it's in L.A. next year and she's still competing, I think she should be the one for the women's.
Well, she won another gold medal, her 12th of her career, winning the 1500 freestyle. Good for her. All right, what's next?
Earlier this morning, NFL News, Bucks extend Tristan Wirfs 5 years, $140 million. It makes him the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history.
Wait, Wirfs got that deal?
Wirfs
I missed
got that deal. It was this
wow.
morning. Yeah.
Oh, Trent Williams is going to get paid here. You know, all of this, like, you know, the Justin Jefferson deal and now the Wirfs deal, this is making it hard for the 49ers, man. Really hard. How much of it was guaranteed? Do you know? Do you have that in front of you?
I don't have that in front of me.
Let me see if I can look it up quickly, because I think Darrisaw got that deal last year, right? Didn't Christian Darrisaw get that deal that was the biggest ever? I believe it was. I think that was the last one that really blew the market. Here, so Darrisaw got $77 million guaranteed when he signed his deal, and the Wirfs deal is $88 million guaranteed. $88.24 million guaranteed. Tristan Wirfs is good. He's no Trent Williams, but he's 25 years old. Man, tackles. Still, I mean, guards are getting paid too nowadays, but that moves him in front of Darrisaw. I'm looking at overthecap.com. Trent Williams is at his last deal, paid him $23 million a year, and it was $45 million guaranteed. They're going to have to pay him. Now, is he going to get a Wirfs deal? I don't know. At 36 years old, probably not. But, man, these teams that wait these days, it's not benefiting them. The Cowboys could have had CeeDee Lamb signed to a much better deal than they'll probably end up getting, and the same with the 49ers with Ayuk, and now with Trent Williams. What else?
Two quick baseball ones. We got the Nats. They lost to the Diamondbacks yesterday 5-4.
Yeah, sweet. At least it wasn't 17-0.
Yeah, at least they scored something.
By the way, Mackenzie Gore was better, but still not great. He has had a rough stretch. He gave up 3 earned in 5 1/3 yesterday. So the last 5 starts for Mackenzie Gore have all been ERA increasers. You know, he's got a 7.62 ERA in the month of July. That's crazy. 8 hits, 3 earned runs yesterday, just 1 strikeout. For Gore in Arizona. That, you know, following the game against St. Louis over the weekend where he gave up 6 earned runs, you know, your ace or future ace struggling right now, as are basically everybody, you know, in a Nats uniform. But what were you going to say about the game? Sorry.
Well, so I was going to say Mackenzie Gore continuing to struggle. Only 1 strikeout yesterday. They're off today, so they get a little bit of a recharge. They're back at home on Friday against Milwaukee.
Yeah. I mean, this is a tough – this has been a really brutal part of their schedule. You know, Arizona is, you know, I mean, that they're – now I think 7 or 8 games above 500, facing Milwaukee, facing St. Louis, those two teams battling in the NL Central for the lead. Yeah, there are a couple of interesting stories. You know, the White Sox at 27-84 right now are on a 17-game losing skid, and they are trending right now to beat out the 62 Mets for the worst regular season record. Since baseball really became, you know, a 162-game sport, et cetera. The White Sox are having historic bad year right now. All right, we'll get to the rest of your news. We got to get to Sam Fortier next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We are free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.